She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And today, the topic I want to talk about is... I guess a lot of you saw it in the newspaper where they interviewed this guy from the Weights and Measures Department in the state, Wendell Murakami. Well, folks, I did call him to check on his information that he put out in the newspaper. And you know, folks, for a state worker that works for the people of Hawaii, very arrogant guy, really arrogant. I mean, if that was my employee talking to me that way, he's fired. Okay? He insists that the octane is 92, 89, and 87. So I asked him, did you check it? He said, oh no, we don't have the manpower to check it. So I said, where do you check it at? They check it at the refinery, folks, not at a gas pump. Now, don't you think it's common sense to test it at the gas pump and not the refinery? I think the proper way to do it is at the gas pump at different stations. And do you know that they don't check the volume of gas anymore? And we've tested a few of them. And they're down about an inch less than a gallon. So, all of you out there that's happy with the gas prices supposedly going down, well, also, the octane went down. And the volume. So we're back to square one. You see what I'm saying? Now, instead of this guy saying that, oh, you know, it's good information and thank you for letting me know and go check. No. He's arguing with me that the 87 won't damage engines. Well, folks, for your information, the 87 has never been 87 ever since 2006. The 87... before the high price of gas was 84, okay? Now, after the high price of gas and then the price is going back down, so did the octane. The 87's way down, folks. Now, it's your car. You want to damage the engine, then you go right ahead. This guy, Wendell Murakami, has no brains between the ears, or he don't care about you. One of the two. Okay? He claims he raced before. I never heard of him. Never did. But anyway, so much for that. He claims that the low octane won't damage pistons. It does. So I asked him, are you a certified mechanic? He said, no. Do you know anything about mechanics? He said no. So how can he make recommendations in the newspaper about the type of gas you should run? Damn, I don't know. I mean, folks, it's your car. I know a lot of you out there that listen, don't listen. And you run the cheaper gas. It's good for the repair shops. Just make sure you bring it to me. Okay, so... you're going to damage it. Then the first sign is, you know, when you go to check oil, the oil is disappearing and there is no oil leak? Disappearing oil is because of poor octane gas. So, you go think about that. Another thing now. They say, he says too, there is 10% ethanol in the gas, and 10% will bring up the octane three numbers. You know, folks, I've done the tests. I put in 30%, and it went up just about one number. It doesn't go three numbers. Oh, he also said, ethanol's no good because it separates in the gas. You know, I've used ethanol for over 10 years. I have never seen ethanol separate. Oh boy, I tell you. This guy is nothing but negative. Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. 808-296-5467. Talk about the gasoline, the quality, whatever. Okay? and a lot of people out there say that ethanol eats rubber. You know, I like to hear about it. And like I told this guy, Wendell Murakami from the state, you know, if we went into a court of law, the judge would ask, can you prove it? Right? Am I right? He's going to say, can you prove it? Can you prove it's the gas, it's the ethanol, or whatever, that's damaging whatever? You don't just go in and say, oh yeah, ethanol is eating up the rubber and plastics and all that. You know, it's like going into a crowd and saying, yeah, that guy right there in the middle of the crowd, I think he killed that other guy. No. Don't work like that. Anyway. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. We are really getting ripped off, folks. And we need to do something. This is really bad. That the Weights and Measure Office is supposed to protect the welfare of the consumer. And not the oil company. Okay? So, anyway. Well, I know Bob is listening. And I know Bob is going to get revved up. You know Bob. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Kavika from Waimanalo.
Hey, Kavika.
How are you, bro?
Okay, what's up?
Thank you for all the info. Yeah, I got a 2002 Dodge Ram.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced some sputtering before, so I figured I was a plug, so I changed the plugs, and the bugger started running real good. But after a couple months, I'm experiencing, like, the sputtering. So okay. I'm wondering, maybe, would a higher octane maybe help?
What octane are you running?
87.
Oh, God. Brother, that 80, what brand?
Well, whatever I see the number from the highway, the cheaper gas, I pull in, I fill up.
You know, you heard that they're saying, you get what you pay for.
Yep.
Okay. Your car is trying to tell you, brother, please don't give me junk food.
Pete, I noticed one time too. I also put in a few injector cleaner with the gas.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to help or affect it at all.
Yeah, because you know what the fuel injector cleaner is? Solvent. It doesn't clean the injector.
What should I add to the gas to help clean the injectors? Maybe
ethanol.
Ethanol.
Either ethanol or AMSOIL PI.
And that's available at any local motor store.
Ethanol is not available any place but from me.
Oh, I see.
And the PI is only available from people who sell AMSOIL.
What about the mothball thing?
Mothballs will bring up the octane, but it's not a cleaner.
Oh, I see. I saw something on the internet in regards to mothballs are good, but not long-term because it causes some problems.
No, it doesn't cause problems. Okay. All it is it's an octane booster. It's the cheapest octane booster you can buy.
I see.
But it only can bring it up one or two numbers, and that's it.
Something like the naphthalene or something.
Yeah, it, that's it, right. But you see, depending on the brand of gas you're buying, that 87 can be the same octane as kerosene.
Oh, wow. Is that good or bad?
It's bad. Your engine is going to get destroyed.
Oh, okay.
And the harder you push it, the faster you're going to melt the pistons in the engine.
So are you familiar with, like I got a 2000 Ram 4.7.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with maybe what else might be causing the sputtering?
The gas.
The oil's full.
No, it's the gas, know? Man. Run that tank out, okay?
Okay.
And try not to rev it up. Just cruise around and use up the gas. Okay?
Yeah.
Next time you're going to fill up. Fill up with Shell Premium.
Okay.
And right off the bat, she's going to run better.
So empty them up better, yeah?
And
okay.
If you got a chance, come by. Try 2 gallons of ethanol. Then fill up with the Shell gas. And man, you are not going to believe it. I promise.
Wow. Okay, where's your location? How do I get through that?
I'm behind Dillingham Zippies on the back road.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Number is 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have next?
We have George from downtown.
Hey, George.
Hi, George. George?
Yeah.
How are you? Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
And I like it when you say, anyway. Just joking. But, you know, I just was telling you about the guy who races, you know, like you say, he doesn't race.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's not even in the human race.
Maybe not, yeah.
Yeah, so but I just want to say thank you for all this stuff. You've been, you know, keeping us people honest about, you know, as far as telling the best. You know, telling the truth, whatever happened, you have proof and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff, yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you for all that stuff you've been saying on TV. I really enjoy it. I never did listen to my friend told me to, you know, listen to this Saturday, and I really enjoy your Saturday. I wish it was like 2 or 3 more hours.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days I will come down there and me and my friend will come there and we'll shake your hand or something.
Sure.
I like the ending part of the program too. When you said, you know, this is how I keep it. Really, really calming aspect. I really love that. And you always say, anyway. Anyway, George, keep up the good work. And thank you very much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Now, back by popular demand is the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldest Bash 2011. It's coming back again October 14th as a Friday night at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom, 5 to midnight. And folks, you gotta register early. There was over 200 people turned away last year because they registered too late. You know, it's first come, first serve. So register early. Call 239-5360 or 834-1256. Or get on the computer and go to the website. NiftyOldiesBash.net. Okay? It's a great function, and it's all about all the grads from the 50s and 60s, the good old days, the best days. Okay? Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Sharky from Hawaii Kai.
Hi.
Hey, how's it?
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, how's it? Yeah, I heard you talking to that previous caller about the fuel injector cleaner,
mm-hmm.
and he said basically everything is all solvent. There's nothing I can buy from Checkers or Napa.
Not really good stuff.
Yeah, I was using one product, I think it was called Seafoam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bogus.
Yep.
Oh, and
see,
why
the,
is it...
The good stuff, yeah,
yes.
is very toxic. It's very, very toxic. It can kill you. That's why they don't sell that.
Wow.
Okay? And
so am I causing more damage than I'm doing good to my 06 Colorado?
I would recommend the AMSOIL PI.
Right. Yeah, I heard you talking about that. Yeah. I don't know where you said the only people that sell that type or that brand is the only way, the only place I can get that.
Yeah, Chuck's Corvette has that.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. And I just got one more question for you, Mr.
Yeah.
Nita. Why is it that you're the only man selling ethanol?
Because don't tell nobody, but the state don't like me to sell it.
Oh, okay. I gotta come and try some of that stuff. I
good stuff, man.
It. Yeah, because I like keep my truck for as long as I can, but yeah, I guess I'm not gonna run that seafoam. I was gonna come and get that AMSOIL PI.
AMSOIL PI.
Okay. Right on, Mr. Dita. Keep up the good work. Mahalo.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
And how's Rolling Bob? How's Rolling Bob? Bob, are you there? What happened to Bob?
Oh, now you got me.
Well, I don't know. I'm not turning the switches.
Hello?
I'm just calling you.
Can you hear me now, George?
Yeah, I'm on Verizon.
Hey, George, why are you shocked that the government workers treat you like that?
I'm not. They need a conk on the head.
No, I mean, you know, that's how they treat everybody like that. You should go downtown sometime, try to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
They make you feel like you're bothering them.
Yeah, like, we should fire them.
Why are you here asking something? You know, don't worry about it. Just go about your business and pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm. What everybody in Hawaii should do is stop paying taxes and make them listen.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my tip today is, because I noticed this week, is a lot of people driving on a freeway. You know those little tiny spare tires?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that lately? There's a lot of people driving around with those tires on.
Bob, they don't have money to buy tires, so they use the spare tire.
Right, but isn't there like a speed limit on that? You're not supposed to go over 40 or something?
Well, it is a danger to use it, and it is a... temporary tire, but what are you going to do? People don't got the money.
Yeah, I know, but, well, they should just, well, anyway, I want people to know that, so they're aware of it, that it is dangerous, so let's be careful out there, folks. And I don't know what to tell you about the paying taxes, because you know how I feel about the government. Mm-hmm. Actually, my new campaign now is no income tax.
Mm-hmm.
They should have no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
That way they want to boost the economy. We'll all have more money to spend, and they make money on the excise tax and the gas tax and the road use tax and the property tax.
No, Abercrombie ain't going to go for that, man. He want to tax you with everything.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's my plan. I may have to run for governor.
Yeah, do it.
I just may have to run. I just want to run just so I could debate him.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fun, just to get up there and challenge him with
some fresh
ideas.
Well, you're taller than him, so you can see over his head.
Oh, I won't say anything about that. But anyway, on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Ooh, okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Well, George, Governor Lolo just proved it to us all this past week, a few days ago, didn't he? What a great, friendly place to do business, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
30 years of the Pro Bowl, and oh no, it's a stupid. Oh. Boy, George, all I could think of was, I wonder how many, local people that paid any attention to whether they were listening to the news or they got home after work and they saw it all on TV and everything and just were going, holy cow, I can't believe I voted for that guy.
Hey, Rob, he's going to get in.
What's that?
He's going to get reelected.
Oh, no way, George.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't think so.
You watch. He's going to get elected.
George, are you trying to tell me that the people of the of our state is that lame-brained?
Rob, every time I talk about gasoline, don't I say not to use regular?
True that.
And they're using regular? So I'm thinking they're going to vote for Abercrombie again. Because their thinking is, next time he going to do better. I give him one more chance. Because, Rob, I went to the Big Island for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I want to do a new type of racing in Hawaii. Because I started this pro gas thing that's in there for years now. And I talked to the racers and I told them, it's about time we change. So I told them the whole plan about jackpot racing and all that. And I told them, there is a rule. The rules are, if you speed 20 miles over the speed limit and get caught, you're out of there for life. You cannot run for the money again. Another thing is, if you're caught racing on the road, you're kicked out for life. Okay? If you DUI, okay, you're kicked out for life. And there's one guy that raises his hand, and he tells us, there's no second chance. So I told him, the person you kill, does he have a second chance? So everybody looks over at that guy and say, what's the matter with you?
George, that's a Anita-ism in the best way possible. George, the other one that I love is, you pack a parachute, right?
Because mm-hmm.
You're going to jump out the plane with a parachute. So, okay, you're going to buy the cheap parachute? Or you can buy the expensive parachute.
90% would buy the cheap.
When you make the leap, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I love that analogy, George. Don't stop.
Then it don't work and say, oops, maybe I should have bought the good one.
That's when the OO squad comes out on the ground, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467 808-296-5467. Okay, folks, the other thing I was going to talk about, it sounds negative, but this is all for safety, folks. Safety, okay? And saving money. The Hurricane Fund. The the government had no right to raid the hurricane fund. This is money put in by homeowners to protect against if there is a hurricane. Now, how come they were taking out that, or they already took it all out, the hurricane fund? And what happens if there is a hurricane? Is Abercrombie going to make a loan and help everybody? I don't think so. But, you know, things like that, it's really bad. And when he ran for office, you know, he was always for education. Now that he's cutting education. Okay, let's go to call.
We have Ralph from Waipahu.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, mahalo for the information, but I didn't know how come they got ethanol on the mainland but no more on Hawaii. I'm just catching your show for the first time. Sorry if I asked that question.
Yeah, well, even on the mainland, I'm getting word that there's a group in politics that's trying to eliminate all of the ethanol.
Oh.
Because they're making this bad rumor about ethanol brings up the cost of food.
Right.
It's false.
Yeah.
The oil company is who's bringing up the cost of food, because if you got a farm and your tractors are running on diesel, and you know for yourself diesel is very expensive.
Right.
How you got to pass the cost on to the food.
Exactly. You can charge more for the transportation.
Sure.
Yeah.
But okay. If everybody went to ethanol, it'd be cheaper.
Well, just like the Portuguese in Brazil. They're using almost all ethanol from the...
That's right.
Cane. Yeah.
That's right. They're smart.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to copy them then. That's the first time I heard somebody say the Portugal's smart, but in this case, you're right.
Yeah, they're smart. Yeah. 45 years, bro.
Yeah, for real. Okay, mahalo for answering my question. Good show. I like you. Okay, mahalo. Bye. Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Earl from downtown.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, hi, George. Hey, I just want to call and tell you, you know, you had Todd change those plugs for me yesterday in my van, my wife's van, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She drove home, and then she told me, wow, hey, it made a difference. I go, what? She goes, the spark plugs. I go, really? She goes, yeah. I go, hey, you're not a car person. You don't, you know, I put ethanol in, you don't tell me that you don't feel that much difference. She goes, no, you go drive. And I go, hey, amazing. Now, my question to you is, how can a spark plug make that much difference in a car's performance?
Okay, most of the spark plugs are, and in fact, all of them, has a resistor inside of the spark plug.
Mm.
It's put in there by the oil companies. Oil companies recommend it to be put it in, and it does exactly what it's saying, resists. It cuts the voltage down. Like, for instance, example, if you have 40,000 volts going to the spark plug,
right,
it cuts it down to 10 volts.
That's why when you change the plug, it made that much difference. The fuel is burning that much better then, huh?
Yeah,
the spark.
Because that Autolite extra performance plug actually started off as a motorcycle racing plug.
Mm.
And they found that the motorcycles ran better with that plug, so they started making it for automobiles.
Oh. I could probably call Todd and tell him too.
That's all we use. We use nothing but Autolite XP, the
right,
extra performance plug.
It's got to be that plug, not the old Autolite that you used to recommend.
No.
This one way better, huh?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Yeah. And then as far as it's going to last longer too than the original plugs.
Oh, yeah.
But then they put the resistance in the plugs, so they say it keeps the noise down, you know, so your radio doesn't get all
that. That's the old BS.
That's what I remember. So we used to use the resistor plugs for that, you know,
the
60s.
Actually, to cut down your gas mileage.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to call and let you know, but,
Man,
you know, when I put the ethanol in, she goes, oh, yeah, a little bit better. She didn't say that much, but this one, man, she was just going, oh. And when I drove it, I know exactly what she meant.
It was a
big deal to get them in. I know Todd really had to work to get them in, but I tell you, it was worth it, because I think it's going to run good, and I know that's going to help my mileage. So.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah. Okay, great job. Hey, I just want to call and tell you thanks.
Thanks, Earl.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Donald from Molokai.
Hey, Donald.
Okay, George.
Yes.
I always listen to your station when I'm driving on the road. But the question I get is, I was trying to purchase a new vehicle, but the mechanics on this island says that stay away from foreign cars, you know, like Toyota and Nissan and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And stay away from diesel. Why diesel? Is it because it's harder to fix?
Diesels are not harder to fix. It's just poisonous. Diesel is not good. Diesel is high cancer.
You mean the smoke from the diesel?
Not just the smoke. The oil.
Oh, the oil.
Yeah. See, if you are a mechanic and you find out that diesel is high cancer, you're not going to fix diesels.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about, yeah.
It'll go through the skin, and you're going to have cancer. I mean, bad enough, the gasoline is bad. I mean, you don't want to deal with the diesel, too.
Yeah, I see what you're talking.
You're on Molokai.
Yeah.
You know, our project of ethanol will spread to Molokai too.
Yeah, I know there's not.
We want to use Molokai for sugarcane.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can get back to work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, because I was trying to get information on what kind of vehicles to buy, you know, and I was, do is like either GMC or Chevy. You know any other
Toyota?
Vehicle?
Toyota is more reliable.
Is Toyota considered a foreign car?
Yeah. Well, if you don't want a foreign car, then get a Ford.
The other mechanic told me look at the Ford.
Ford's
I was looking for an 8-passenger vehicle.
See, Ford is the only company that never went and got government assistance. But Toyota is the most dependable.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
Go check out Maui Toyota.
Okay, thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome.
Hello. Good work. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, and it doesn't have to necessarily be about whatever we're talking about. When you pump gas, pump in the morning as early as you can and pull the lever slowly. Pull it on slow. Do not go on high speed. When you put it on high speed, you even get less gas. Okay? So if you want to cheat yourself, put it on full. I don't know anybody want to do that. But anyway. Anyway, that's one way to save gas. I don't know how we're going to solve this problem of the state not checking. But Donna Mercado Kim is going to look into this problem that we're having. She's really good. Anyway, who's on the line?
We got Damien Farias.
Hey, Dinosaur.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Alrighty. I heard your caller from Molokai. It's mm-hmm. funny how we've been doing something that is might help them. You know, Toyota's had a lot of recalls lately.
Mm.
We had at one occasion did 100 recalls. I mean, I'm sorry, 400 recalls. Actually, 416 for the U-drives.
Mm-hmm.
Cars that we never sold, but we handled the recalls on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
We have heard that Molokai Lanai customers, and not all of them buy from us. You know, they buy mostly from Honolulu, I think, because direct shipping, right?
Mm-hmm.
On some of the recalls recently, they were told that, they'll handle recall, but they have to bring the car into the dealer. And they're on Molokai and they're on Lanai. So how do you get the car to the dealer?
Well, you got to ship them.
Okay. You know what shipping costs today.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a few friends on the Molokai Lanai. They called us. So we're putting together right now. We checked with our distributor, getting a list of all the cars that are on Molokai and Lanai.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have that thoroughly done, we will send notices to those people,
mm-hmm.
set up appointments with them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to fly a crew from Maui to Molokai and Lanai to do those repairs.
You got to be kidding.
I will not be reimbursed for my expenses of getting there, but I will get reimbursed for
doing it.
The recalls, yeah. So I feel for them, the people on Lanai Molokai. We want to take care of them. We will take care of them. They give us another couple of weeks to maybe the first or second week of July. We will have some arrangements made and we'll start taking care of them.
Wow, you good guy, eh?
So the guy on Molokai, if he's still listening, he can spread the word that soon there'll be help coming.
Oh, you good guy. What happened to the big old Surfco?
Hey,
they got a lot of money. They can go over and fix them.
Well, you know the answer to that, George.
I know.
I don't have to answer it.
I know. Called Jufat.
Well. So, you know, being that he was listening, and maybe there are some others listening, just tell him, hang in there. We're coming up with a solution. We'll be over there to help him.
Great. That's why I say bye from Maui, Toyota.
Okay, thank you.
Damien's from Maui, Toyota.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, George. Thank
Aloha.
You. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from downtown.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha.
Question is on ethanol, and you were saying you were the only dealer in town that sells it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Is there a reason why no one else can sell it?
They can, but it's going to cost them arm and a leg, and they don't make any money.
So...
Only one stupid guy do it.
Oh, man. So it's going to cost you more to sell it? Is that what the deal is?
I sell it at whatever I buy it for.
Yeah.
And it's only to help the people so that the people become more familiar with the good of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of all that negative information out there, you know, the truth about it all.
Yeah.
It is fantastic fuel.
I'm assuming it's a higher octane?
120.
Oh, yeah, that is a lot higher.
Yeah.
And how much is it by the gallon?
It all depends when I'm bringing it in, where it's coming from and all that. And we're working on trying to make it here in Hawaii, and if we can do that, it'll sell for the same price as premium gas.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I'm always thinking, you know, okay, if I use premium gas and then they put some kind of an additive like mothballs or whatever, then I'm paying even more for gasoline.
Well, the thing that people got to look at is prolonging the life of the engine.
Yeah.
Not so much the gas mileage, but, you know, if you damage your engine, you're going to be looking at buying a new car, and that's going to set you back.
Yeah, it sure will.
Yeah, so, you know, taking care of the engine, taking care of the car, mm-hmm. you save money in the long run.
Right.
So.
I'm trying to figure out how to solve this problem with the high gas prices. Apparently the government doesn't seem to be too concerned about it, but the people in the meantime are suffering.
Yeah, well, Donna Kim is trying to do it. She's working with us on all of that, and hopefully she can get something through.
Uh-huh. Well, at least get Hawaii's prices lower than the mainland, huh?
No, Abercrombie sure ain't helping us.
No, of course not. And well, like you were saying, he keeps getting reelected, and I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
Same old people they reelect.
Oh, yeah.
And just like Hawaii voted unanimously for Obama.
Yeah.
How come not that? They cannot see. I
don't know.
You got me. Totally got me.
A friend of mine from Utah told me, you know, George, you want to be governor, you steal the people's money and they vote for you for governor.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
They're going to say, smart man.
Yeah.
I'll vote for him.
Oh, man. Okay, George, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway.
We had a caller that wants me to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know if, you know, those white lights that you see on people's car, I think he thinks it's called a HIG light.
Mm.
He wants to know if it's legal or illegal.
It's legal. It's all DOT approved. So as long as it's DOT approved, it's legal. Okay? And if it's not DOT approved, then it can't be sold in the state of Hawaii. Anyway, October 14th is the next Nifty 50s and 60s bash. That's the oldies bash. It's like a big grand reunion, class reunion from the 50s and 60s. And only the songs from the 50s and 60s will be played. A lot of fun, good food, and you see a lot of old friends. That'll be on October 14th. It's a Friday night from 5 to midnight at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom. And register early, because otherwise you're going to miss out. And this is for you, Damien Farias. You better register, because you're not registered yet. Okay? You can call Wendell Kwan at 239-5360 or go to niftyoldiesbash.net. niftyoldiesbash.net. Or call 834-1256. That's Diane Yoshida, the treasurer. Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Again, and who's on the line?
Okay, we have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John. Hi, John.
Hi. Hey, George. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Okay, I hope you could diagnose a problem for me.
What's that?
The other night I was driving my 1995 Toyota T100.
Mm-hmm.
Got about 164,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
On the freeway, I had the cruise control on. Then all of a sudden, the steering wheel started to jerk to the left, kind of like a pulsing type of jerk. And then I noticed when I let go of the steering wheel, the car would turn real sharply to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the thing would track real straight. I didn't have any kind of problem or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Tires on the car are about 4 years old with a lot of tread. I don't use it a whole lot. Do you think you could figure out what would be wrong that would cause that?
Did you check the tire pressure on that side?
Yeah, both sides. I keep them up to the max, like you suggest. You know, it's just 44 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're the BF Goodrich, the 32s. Like I said, they got a lot of tread on them and stuff, but I know they're about 4 years old.
Okay. Then it's got to be the control valve inside your rack.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Did you service the power steering oil?
Oh, no, I haven't. Not for a while.
Then there's a little valve in there that gets sticky, and it's going to do that.
Oh, okay, and it caused that jerking.
Yeah, you got to flush it all out.
I see. Okay, all right, thank you very much, George. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. I'm glad I didn't vote for Abercrombie this last election.
Okay.
I did something right. Anyway, my brother recently had a problem with his 1999 Ford Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ford, but Chevy Silverado. His fuel pump was no good, so they had to take his whole bed off, go into the gas tank, and you know, fix that thing. And
Humbug.
When he put the bed back, his bed was still kind of loose. He had to take it back to the mechanic. They had to redo it. It's a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you know, where you getting your gas? He said, Costco. I said, don't buy Costco gas. No, buy the
you know, the cheaper gas,
yeah.
eats the living daylights out of the fuel pump, you know.
Right. That's what I told him, you know. Why don't you go to George Needs' place, get some ethanol, and put some 92 in there.
Yeah.
And then you won't have that problem. And he's got a good job. He's an elevator mechanic, so he makes good money. Well, he's putting a cheap gas. Anyway, my question is, I have a 94 Mazda pickup truck,
V4000.
How often should I flush the transmission?
If you're using AMSOIL,
uh-huh.
every 100,000.
Every 100,000. Okay, I'm going to check with my mechanic and tell him he's AMSOIL now.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, the oil and everything, AMSOIL too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that too. Hey, George, I love your show.
Thank you.
I wish you luck. Hello. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have your friend Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Nita-san. Yes, better not forget to announce that we're having the meeting at McKinley High School July 9th.
Oh, yes, the ethanol bash, the ethanol forum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Aloha. Yes, July 9th. We're going to have another ethanol forum where I will show you all the benefits of ethanol, and I would love to have negative people there so I can change your mind and show you how good ethanol is. It's free to the public from 2 to 5 at McKinley High School cafeteria. Go through the Pensacola gate and lots of parking. Okay? So hopefully people will be there, and I hear some legislature will be there. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Hey, you don't have lately you don't have any trivias, huh?
No.
Well, you gave up because nobody get the right answer?
No.
Gee.
You're too busy.
Oh, I see. No, well, every time I ask you, you say, oh, I don't have it yet.
No,
I don't have it yet.
I have that same one that nobody guessed so far.
What is that?
About the radio show that announced who was the top-selling recording artist.
See, all of these trivia prizes is donated by Crested Cleaning Center, folks. Crested Cleaning Center has fantastic stuff, like that disinfectant spray. Oh, it's fabulous. You ladies, it's fabulous for the bathroom. And even for the car air conditioner. Keeps your family healthy. No germs in there. Anyway. And they have the Degreaser 2000. That's also excellent cleaner. Clean, you know, stains off your clothes and everything. You go there, you go crazy. He has so many stuff for cleaning. That's Crestic Cleaning Center, 942-2500. Give him a call. Or give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And it doesn't have to pertain to whatever. It can be anything. And you know, folks, how come the state didn't take a vote on the rail from the whole island? Why only from Eva in Kapolei? Why not from Kaneohe, Kailua, Hawaii Kai, all over? Okay?
Wait a minute. They only those people got to vote whether they wanted it or not?
90% of them. But, you see, this thing is all tilted. You know, what really blows me away, if the state is so short on money, why the heck are we trying to do a rail? I mean, if you're short on money, are you going to go out and buy a Rolls Royce? I don't think so.
Yeah, and then after that, I'll claim bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, for your information, folks, the state cannot claim bankruptcy. According to federal government, you raise taxes and let the people claim bankruptcy.
How did California do that then? I thought they
claimed. They didn't claim bankruptcy. They tried to claim bankruptcy, but Orange County was told, you raise taxes. That's why everybody ran out of Orange County. Like rats leaving a sinking boat. You know, folks, you gotta wake up. This is Hawaii. It's your job to protect your island, the best place in the world.
So let me get this straight now. The people in Everside were the ones that voted for the rail.
Yes.
And we, the people that live elsewhere, didn't get a chance to say yes or no.
They didn't go to Kailua and Kaneohe and North Shore.
But we all got to pay for it.
Oh, yes.
So we should have a say in it.
Not according to the lawmakers.
Well, then how about we don't pay for it? I know it doesn't work that way.
Oh, they're jacking everything up, folks. Everything. I mean, everything. We went to Hilo. And you know how much it costs to park in the city metered parking? 25 cents for hour and 15 minutes. 25 cents. There's no place on Oahu is 25 cents for hour 15 minutes.
No, 25 cents is 10 minutes.
Yeah. But downtown Hilo, one penny is 12 cents, 12 minutes.
What, they still have the one penny?
Yeah. See, never heard of such a thing like that. Anyway. You gotta say something. You cannot be the old style. No say nothing, no make noise. No. You have to. You have to protect Hawaii for the kids of tomorrow. You gotta think about the kids of tomorrow. Just like Queen Liliuokalani and all the rest of them. They thought about the people of Hawaii. About tomorrow. And that's why they did a lot of things that benefit the people. And it's sad. Nobody does anything anymore. But the rail, folks, you know, I can see it if now we had money. But the other thing is, picture it. It's going to make Hawaii ugly. Is that what you want? You want Hawaii to look ugly? If that is the case, then put windmills on Diamond Head. And put condos on the side of Diamond Head. Great view. Come on. How much is it worth? It's so ugly. This is not any other part of the world. So don't compare Hawaii with any other part of the world. Hawaii is number one. You don't compare number one with number 1,000. Okay, who's on the line?
Hey, real fast, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, I wanted to let you know that in the Leeward area, in the local Islander newspaper, this week's one, Tom Berg is having a forum with anti as well as pro-rail people. Seven graders did a survey, and only 2.7% of 2,000 people are going to ride it from Eva.
That's right.
So I just wanted to tell people, read the articles and come this Wednesday to the Eva Makai Middle School.
Okay.
7 p.m.
Thank you.
June 15th, I think Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
And bring your ethanol.
Okay.
So we can introduce it to the Eva people.
All right.
Or Leeward people.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's our sign to get out. I'd like to thank all the callers, made the show. And please, folks, please keep Hawaii beautiful and take care of each other. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.